There's frustration all over Britain with the ongoing fuel queues in this crisis caused by a shortage of truck drivers. In a few days, many tankers are likely to have soldiers at the wheel. They're being trained up now as an emergency measure. An opportune backdrop of public dissent, you might think, for Keir Starmer, the leader of Labour, Britain's main opposition party. This is undoubtedly the most important speech of his career.
Level up! You can't even fill up. Prime Minister, either get a grip or get out of the way and let us step up and clear up this mess.
He may have been ready for the heckling from left-wingers, however, he's failed to win the full confidence of his party, and it would seem the country too. In 2019, his predecessor Jeremy Corbyn led the party to its worst defeat since 1935. Corbyn's left-wing policies have gone the same way as he did, out. But a split in the party hasn't been fixed. Starmer has to make a stand now with internal reform of the party and what his supporters regard as a relaunch.
I say these simple but powerful words. We will never, under my leadership, go into an election with a manifesto that is not a serious plan for government.
Starmer was a lawyer who became the director of public prosecutions before going into politics. He's pledged to give the police the extra manpower and resources they need and to come down harder on violent crime. And throughout his speech, he tried personalising his politics, referring to his humble beginnings as the son of a toolmaker. Some more bold promises came on education, thousands of new teaching jobs, much more investment, a reminder perhaps of better times.
Education, education, and education.
Could Starmer emulate the early years of Tony Blair, who took Labour to centrist politics that won over voters? The next election isn't due until 2024. For this former prosecutor, the jury may still be out. But his supporters are hoping he can appeal to the wider public and lead Labour back into power after more than a decade in opposition. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.